broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the broadcast for March 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and our goal, always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. So, you know what? The week in review that I normally do, 11 hours of radio all in 1 hour, right? Last week's news from last Saturday till now. Oh, man, I couldn't even get it all done in an hour, folks. Of course, I went off on a couple of topics, as I do from time to time. In a way, I digressed. In a way, I hopefully bring out incredible, important topics that'll help educate folks as we stand for God, family, and country, and as we protect life, liberty, and property, and as we understand that, you know what, morality is the key to the solutions in America. Without morality, we will not succeed. The issue is honesty, and the topic is morality, if you will. Anyway, the recap of the week's broadcast continues. We talked about Representative Steve King doing a phenomenal job, and he created an incredible phrase or a headline that I want to point out. If a heartbeat is detected, the baby must be protected. Let me say that again. If a heartbeat is detected, the baby must be protected. Amen to Steve King. Spot on, great pro-life phrase. We need to, again, make sure we frame the argument properly. It's us folks that are pro-life. If a heartbeat's detected, the baby must be protected. It's us against the pro-death agenda of the abortion baby part mills, right? All right, second hour on Friday, we had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, thefreedomcoalition.com, doing a phenomenal job. So it was Sam Curt and the good sheriff in the roundtable yesterday on Friday. And we talked about arrested illegals. Sue government for profiling. And we talked about profiling all hour long, about how everything is profiling. Profiling is good, not bad. If good, honest, moral people are doing it. If immorality is behind the profiling, then it's bad. Right? Hey, you know what? If somebody lights a fire by throwing a cigarette away, then you look for a smoker that lit that fire, don't you? Now, will it for sure be a smoker? Not guaranteed. It might be somebody that just used a cigarette to start the fire. But you certainly aren't wrong for looking for a smoker. Right? There you have it. By the way, if a woman gets raped, 9 times out of 10, they look for a male. Right? If a woman gets raped, 9 times out of 10, they look for a male. Isn't that profiling? Profiling? They're already starting with the sexes, aren't they? Or race, or, okay. Profiling is not a bad thing, folks. They want you to believe that it is, but it's not. It depends on who's doing the profiling and what the purpose of the profiling is. Right? They profile us all the time. They say, Sam, you're a white supremacist. You're a hater. You're a racist. You're a bigot. You hate women. You're an extreme... What? Constitutionalist? You're a conspiracy theorist? You're a... Every one of those labels they paint me with, number one, is a lie. But number two, it's all profiling, folks, is it not? So we talked in great detail about profiling on the broadcast. We talked about CNN stunned to find, quote, pro-Trump Latinos. Now, let me ask you if that's profiling. Let's see. CNN's going to go out and look for pro-Trump Latinos? Wow, those are profiled people. You got to first be Latino, and then secondly, you got to be pro-Trump, and CNN is just stunned. They actually exist. It's kind of like a chupacabra or something like that. It's kind of like the Loch Ness Monster or something like that, right? It's kind of like Bigfoot. Doesn't really exist. Well, CNN was thinking that pro-Trump Latinos were like Bigfoot, man. You can never find out if it's even real. Well, they were stunned to know that there are a lot of pro-Trump Latinos. They're American citizens, by the way, so I don't know why we're talking about them even being Latino in the first place. Nevertheless, these pro-Trump Latinos want a longer and a taller wall, and CNN was shocked to discover this. CNN, you've been burying your head in the sand. This is not a battle of racism like you lie and pretend. Your fake news has got to stop. The reality check on this thing is, look, there are good people everywhere who are God's children, who are standing together and who want illegality in America to stop. Let me say that again. There are people in America standing together. We're all God's children, and we want illegality to stop. We want a longer and a taller wall. Why do we want that? Because we want to stop drug trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking. We want to stop the drug cartels from controlling the border, right? Well, CNN, I know you're shocked, but that's because you have this belligerent, bury your head in the sand, hedgehog agenda. That's why. We talked about Texas border agents stop a truck that was carrying, quote, frozen strawberries. They discovered nearly $13 million of meth in them there, frozen strawberries, folks. See, the drug crime at the border is absolutely out of control. We talked about more than half, you heard me, more than half of all illegal immigrants, now listen carefully, arrested at the U.S.-Canada border are Mexican. Let me say that again. More than half of all illegal immigrants arrested at the U.S.-Canada border are Mexican. Well, how do you know that if you don't profile anybody? Huh? Huh? And how come we're talking about the northern border now, not the southern border? What's going on? Where are the Mexicans going? Well, they understand that when they're getting rounded up and, you know, reports of deportation, these illegals are fleeing to Canada hoping to have some refuge. But it's about illegality, folks. Again, you know what? Are the Canadians Mexican haters? Because they're highlighting that over 50% of them are Mexican? No, they just want the illegality to stop, as we want the illegality to stop, right? Ann Coulter mocks Donald Trump with a big old challenge. Ann Coulter challenges Donald Trump to please give her the precise latitude and longitudinal coordinates of the wall that he's built so she can head on down there and throw a party. What happened? Donald Trump called her a whack job because she said he wasn't building the wall, and he said he was building the wall. And so he called her a nut job, a whack job. And she said, okay, smarty, if you want to call me a whack job, go ahead. But why don't you go ahead and just tweet me the coordinates, and I'll head right on down where the wall that's being built is. And we'll go ahead and do live video and throw a big old party right there on the border, man. And I've been begging Donald Trump to go to the border and highlight the crimes going on the border so the American people get it and they're not shanghaied by the lying Democrats on this thing. And the lying Republicans, I might add, on the border. But Donald doesn't go to the border, and Donald won't give Ann the coordinates to go to the border, and the battle rage is on. It's reality TV, but no one's getting anything done to protect America, that's for sure. The best way we can protect America is if America falls to its knees and prays to God and repents. Now, if you want a protection from God and you want him to heal our land, that's what you got to do, folks. All of us, not just you, me, every one of us. The more we become a repentant nation and turn to God and keep the Ten Commandments and the great two commandments, the 12 keys to reality, the better off we'll be. Government's not going to protect you. God will. All right, we talked about an Arizona woman. She's hanging out on the border, man. She got busted for trafficking fentanyl. She was dressed up as a nun. She wasn't a real nun, but there you go. So, you know, what's going on here? You can't profile? Next time a nun comes through, I'd make sure she's not a drug-peddling nun, huh? A drug-peddling fake nun, huh? See, profiling has got to happen, folks. Profiling happens every day. We talked about a green card holder. Voted illegally three times in North Carolina, and the judge scolds the election officials for letting it happen. But this is an example where it's like, what on earth is going on? How can you talk about a green card holder? I mean, if you don't profile, you can't say they're a green card holder, can you? See, profiling is done every day by everybody all the time. You walk into a bank, you look around, everything looks normal. You walk up to the teller, you feel comfortable. You walk into the bank and, hey, there's some dude over there holding the bank up. You're going to go, wait a minute, my quick profile senses say this guy's a bad guy. This guy's holding up the bank, all the evidence, all the profiling that I have. Whenever there's somebody in a bank with a gun, it isn't good. Oh, wait a minute, that's just a concealed carry permit holder. Okay, it's fine. Well, wait a minute, did some profiling happen? What's the real truth? Believe it or not, a college in Massachusetts votes to keep police officers, in other words, campus cops, unarmed. You cool with that? Something goes down bad, the cops are like, well, hey, man, I better call the cops. Oh, wow. I'm telling you right now, these gun-free zones are a disaster. Now, Donald Trump promised us he'd get rid of the gun-free zones first day. First day. First day, people. Believe you me. Never happened. Donald, get to work, buddy. Oh, boy. Barack Hussein Obama His brother that lives in Kenya is asking if Michelle's real name is Michael and if Barack's wife is a man. I don't even know how to cope with that. I don't know if it's true or not. All I know is it's weird when Barack's own brother from Kenya starts asking those questions. You kind of go, wow. Does he have an agenda? Or what's going on with that, huh? Very, very strange stuff. Right, we talked about a growing majority of Americans say that marijuana should be legal. More states embracing cannabis for medicinal and recreational use. Support for legalizing marijuana hit 61% in 2018. That's up from 57% just 2 years ago. Are you for the legalization of marijuana? See, I'm not. You say, what? Well, let's listen carefully. I am for the legalization of medical marijuana for sure. And believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I'm okay with people, growing their own marijuana and smoking it in their homes or whatever they want to do. But I would have laws against driving under the influence of anything. And I would have laws against selling it. But my problem with making it legal is pretty soon the government gets a bunch of tax dollars like they do alcohol, and they become part of the criminals in this thing. They become part of the destroying of society. So I'm not really for the legalization or the illegalization of marijuana. I'm for the government to keep the hands off and not drive tax dollars from it. And I'm not for bothering you in your life. Unless your rights start to interfere with mine. How do you like them apples, huh?
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Robert Mueller report is in. Yeah, Mr. Barr told congressional leaders in a letter that he may brief them on the special counsel report or the, quote, principal conclusions. He might do so even this weekend. The report's been anticipated for months as Donald Trump has been looked into for over 2 years. The attorney general says he remains committed to as much transparency as possible. Now, what does that even mean? Right? In an apparent endorsement of the idea that President Trump has been attacked as a witch hunt, Mr. Barr said that Justice Department officials never had to intervene to prevent Mueller from whatever, and goes on and on and on. It's a big old long article. But I want to talk about this a little bit because everybody's talking about it, but I'm going to say different things than everybody else. The Robert Mueller report is in. right? And they say, well, we won't know details for a while. But one detail has been leaked. All right? One big reality check has been revealed already. And whether we know within a short while or a long while or this weekend or whether we get parts of it or whether it's redacted or whether it's, I don't know. On one hand, Barr says he wants as much transparency as possible. That's Signal, by the way, folks. I'm telling you right now, write that down. That's Signal for saying we're going to bottle up as much of this as we possibly can and pretend we're transparent. I'm telling you right now. But the Robert Mueller report is in. One big detail has leaked. The special counsel seeks no new indictments. Did you just hear what I just said? The Robert Mueller report is in, and the biggest thing we know so far is that the special counsel seeks no new indictments, reports the Washington Post and the New York Times. What on earth is going on? No new indictments? This is serious. Mueller on Friday officially wrapped up his nearly two-year-long investigation into, quote, Russian interference into the 2016 election. Now, you got to ask yourself some questions, right? What does this mean? Right? You got to really ask yourself. And how do we define interference? See, this is a weird thing. The man handling the Mueller report, Mr. Barr, yeah, Attorney General William Barr. Well, did Trump associates coordinate with Russians? And did President Trump try to obstruct justice? All right, you got to know some things about this, right? William Barr served as Attorney General during the, quote, George Bush administration. So Donald Trump just put another swamp monster in place, right? He was there from 1991 to 1993, replacing Dick Thornburg, who retired for a Senate run back in the day. After leaving the Justice Department at the end of the Bush administration, Mr. Barr worked as a, quote, corporate lawyer, mostly with a telecommunications company that eventually came Verizon. Mr. Barr, now 69, is married to a retired librarian. And together they have three daughters. They're all attorneys, folks. One of his daughters and her husband now work at the Justice Department. What's next, you ask? Well, Mr. Barr's views on executive power lean towards Trump with a nearly free hand. The Constitution, according to Barr's interpretation, does not consider it to be a crime for the president to wield his executive powers, they say, corruptly by pardoning a loyal aide or firing a subordinate. Now, the bottom line here is, did Donald obstruct justice? And with no new indictments, this isn't going to go anywhere. What it's going to do is it's going to basically use the court of public opinion to put egg on everybody's face everywhere. It's going to make the Donald look really bad. It's going to say, well, there's no criminal intent here, but you know what? There was some Russian meddling. It's going to do its very best to not go far enough to create any criminal intent, but far enough to try to make the president a lame duck before the 2020 elections is what's going to happen. And Mueller's going to do it because he's a defender of the deep state. And he's going to pretend he's Donald's friend at the same time. So on one hand, it goes far enough to do Donald severe damage, but not enough damage to kill him. Or take him out. I don't mean kill him literally, but I mean politically kill him, right? And let me explain something that you got to understand about this kind of stuff. Are you ready? This is hardcore, but I'm telling you right now, this is Sam Bushman Live. And this is one of the greatest think tanks in the country. What am I talking about? Liberty Roundtable Live, our radio talk show. I mean, it's not just me on the radio. It's all kinds of guests and commentators and educators and think tank folks. And man, it's just a bunch of it. Well, anyway, here it is. One of the best ways you can create problems in a war. You know, you think the goal is just to kill the enemy, kill the other side, right? But one of the greatest ways in a war, they don't want to kill everybody. What they want to do is just wound people. Why do they want to do that? Because if I kill, just say, you know, 30 guys out of 100, and 70 guys leave, and they leave their dead behind, then 70 guys are agile for the next fight, right? 70 people are ready to go for the next battle or the next scrimmage or the next foray into fighting, right? But what if I, instead of leaving those 30 guys dead, what if I wound them, right? Now you got 30 guys that are wounded. You got 70 guys that aren't ready for the next fight. They're too busy trying to reclaim their wounded. They're busy trying to save the other guys, which I don't blame them. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that's what they want to do here. They don't want to take out Donald. They'd have Mike Pence there if they did that. They don't want that. They're plenty fine to try to wound the president enough. This is the deep state I'm talking about. To where Donald can't get anything done and he can just be mocked for the next what? How long it'll be? 18 months or whatever it is till the next presidential election? Wow. See, that's what's going on here, folks. They want to wound the president and the Republican Party. And then what they want to do is they want to divide everybody on this fault line. You're either a Trump supporter or you're an anti-Trumper. You're a Trump MAGA wearing crazy, or you're a never Trumper, common sense swamp monster, right? And they want to divide on this line, and then they want to leave as many wounded people as they possibly can along the way so that we're too busy taking care of the casualties and the wounded to where we can't get anything else done. That's what they want. Whether Robert Mueller is part of that, I don't know. Some in QAnon and other places are saying that Mueller is Team Trump. And yeah, the evidence released will be damaging, but not fatal, not critical. And it's designed that way to protect Donald. Others are saying, no, Mueller's a thug, he's the enemy, but Barr's the good guy. Barr's really there to protect Trump. And Barr. And then some are saying, no, Barr's an inside swamp monster thug too. Everybody is against the Donald. The Donald's going down. And others say, no, the Donald will weather this. And you know what? Donald's slick as a cat. He's smart. He's Donald. They can't get the Donald. The Donald has already outfoxed him. QAnon and others say the Donald has a bunch of stuff to release on these guys. And he's going to, you know what? There's a massive amount of indictments just ready to go. Bring down the president. Okay. Or defend the president. Bring down the swamp. Or depends on which side of this you're on. 90% of this, folks, is poppycock baloney. Don't you believe for 1 second this is an epic throwdown battle. And the deep state's about to lose, or the deep state's about to have their head handed to them. Don't you believe that for a second. It isn't true. The deep state is very evil, and they call it the deep state for a reason. It's deep. It's murky. It's confusing. It's the art of war. It's subterfuge to where you don't even know who's who in this war. I don't know if Donald's our friend. I don't know if Mueller's our friend. Then I don't know if Barr's our friend. My suspicion is that none of them are really our friends when it comes down to it. None of them really believe in the republic as you and I might. A constitutional republic based on God and moral law. Donald's the closest to believing that. You can tell by his fruits, by his actions. He has done more for pro-life than any president in my lifetime. You got to give Donald credit for that. He has brought up how corrupt the media is. He doesn't do near enough about it, but he's right on the point. See? Well, we got to stand for these principles that make America great. We got to work on it. But you know what? When you pick sides, when you don't know who's who, you're going to pick wrong. So don't pick sides. Watch and wait and base your views on principle, please. The Robert Mueller Report. Well, it's out and it seeks no new indictments. That is very, very, very telling. We're talking about the report on the inquiry of Russian interference in the 2016 election. Attorney General Barr on the beat.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Aside from Attorney General William Barr and his aides, nobody has yet seen the now-completed special counsel's report on the Trump campaign and alleged ties to Russia, but it seems everyone is weighing in on its completion, including the White House. Kayla McEnany is a spokeswoman for the Trump 2020 campaign.
We at the campaign underscore what Rudy Giuliani says, that this underscores what the president has been saying all along, that he has done absolutely nothing wrong, and we're confident there's no finding of collusion.
Both Republican and Democratic lawmakers say they want a quick release of that report, Democrats demanding nothing in it be held back. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces saying the last ISIS stronghold in eastern Syria is now gone. The final battle wrapping up last night on the banks of the Euphrates River. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
After the Federal Emergency Management Agency reportedly compromised personal data, millions of disaster survivors could be at risk of identity theft. Homeland Security's Inspector General says personally identifiable information was compromised when the victims of Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria and the California wildfires in 2017 applied for housing relief with FEMA. Another 25 recordings, most of them popular songs and albums, added this past week to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry. Among them, La Bamba, Jay-Z's album The Blueprint, Soul Man, and this one. Non-musical entries include Robert F. Kennedy's April 1968 speech given in response to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And this is USA Radio News.
Live and on your radio, breaking it down like nobody's business, I'm Sam Bushman. So I got a question for you. This is where I think the rubber meets the road. Everybody's debating. The Robert Mueller report is in. The special counsel, Robert Mueller, seeks no new indictments. That's incredibly telling, I'll tell you that right now. And the only question left now is how transparent is Attorney General Bill Barr, huh? I don't find Bill Barr to be very credible. I think he's an inside deep state swamp monster. I think that's Mueller and Barr. I don't know how much that applies to Donald Trump. But I know this, I don't believe Donald Trump would be elected if they didn't feel like they could control him to some degree. Okay? I'm just telling you, that's my opinion. I don't believe for one second that Donald Trump would have been allowed to be elected president if they didn't feel like they could control him to some degree. Okay? And I'll give you examples to make my point. I think Donald Trump's done a great job on many things. And I agree the swamp monster reality prevents him from getting a lot done. And I also agree that a lot of that isn't even Donald's fault. He's just doing the best he can in a very hostile, deep state, swamp monster environment. There's no doubt about it. But I don't believe that Donald, if he really was going to change America completely in its direction, towards some of the things that he talks about, I don't believe that he'd be allowed to do that at all, or he'd be taken out of office. So as long as Donald Trump talks about these things, And he can even move the needle in some ways towards some things, as long as he doesn't go all the way, then it's okay, right? I don't really believe that Donald will be allowed to do much to change the game. He'll do a lot to keep the natives restless. I mean, to keep the natives from being restless. Okay, he can do a lot in that regard. But he can't do a lot to really, honestly, openly change the game. So I don't believe that Donald Trump will go far enough on anything to make a huge difference. When he gets done with his presidency, we'll say, hey, he'll go down in history as one of the better presidents. He did a lot of good. But, you know, we really couldn't get it done. You know, the swamp's just too deep, and Donald's all by himself, and Donald wasn't given enough time. That's how it'll be. But it comes down to this transparency of Mr. Bill Barr. How much of this, quote, report are we going to find? The Robert Mueller report is in. The special counsel seeks no new indictments. And how transparent will attorney Bill Barr be? Is Bill Barr going to issue a report that's completely redacted? Is Donald Trump's lawyers going to look at the report first? Are the Republicans? Are the Democrats? Who's going to get access to this? How much is going to be released? How much is going to be leaked? How much is going to be partially true? I don't even know. But I know this. It is not going to take the Donald out at all. Write it down. Remember who told you. It will not take the Donald down. But it will do enough damage to bring all kinds of doubt about the Donald in place to where you just wonder, who is this character? And it will be Mueller on one hand. You could say, well, he's protecting the president. He, you know, he let some damaging things come out, but not enough to really make it fatal. And it'll be, well, Bob Barr protected Donald. Or, wow, you know what? Mueller protected Donald. Or, wow, Bob and Mueller were trying to get Donald but failed. Or, I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be something short of anything critical. But it'll be enough to create all kinds of confusion and subterfuge to the umpth degree. Write it down. And it won't be completely transparent. What we'll get is a lot less of the real report and a whole lot more of what the report says. And the example of that is, hey, the report's in. And just so you know, the special counsel seeks no new indictments. Got it? What else do we need to know? Well, Donald didn't really collude with the Russians, but there was some lower subordinate Russia ties. But see, the whole thing is we're going to ignore the Hillary Clinton Russian collusion. That's not even in the report, is it? Well, there's some Hillary email discussions, Sam, and, you know, Hillary was negligent in her email. Not negligent enough to go to jail there now, right? See, everything will stop short of any real accountability by anybody. It'll be enough to create confusion and anger and for every side to claim they're right and, well, they're half wrong and everybody lost, but everybody won all at the same time. It's the art of war. It's the splitting of hairs. It's the game playing, but never rise to the level of literally putting people behind bars. Barr won't put anybody behind bars, folks. He's the guy. Barr and Mueller are the guys to give the Democrats plenty of whipping time of the Republicans, but not enough jail time for anybody. Bars to prevent people from going behind bars. Mueller is the guy. They've created this big political theater. But people aren't going to jail. Some low-level folks might go to jail, but the president's got too much plausible deniability to say, well, wait a minute, I wasn't there. What are you talking about? I didn't do that. And there won't be evidence to connect the dots. And it's like the Stormy Daniels discussion. Well, did Donald pay? Some say yes. Well, not really. His lawyer paid on his behalf. Well, did his lawyer act alone? No, his lawyer says Donald told him to do it. Donald says, hey, there's no illegal reality to paying somebody. Well, paid for what? For silence? That's what she claims. But now her attorney let her go and said she's a nutcase. Well, she says he's a nutcase. Donald says, I told you, you're both nutcases. The Democrats say Donald's guilty. See, in the court of public opinion, look at that. Donald paid everybody off. It's a scandal. The legal system says, yeah, but it didn't rise to the bar that would create any criminal intent or illegality necessarily. And we go round and round and round and spend millions and billions of dollars of investigating on all sides, only to come up empty-handed, come up short. Wow, it was damaging in the court of public opinion, but never damaging to the point of jail, never. And that's how both sides of the swamp plays the game, right? That's what goes on. I kid you not, that's what's happening. And so you now have my predictions for the Mueller report. There will be no new indictments. Donald will claim victory. There will be enough damage, though, for the Democrats to make a claim and say, see, there was more here than met the eye. And there'll be a report. Part of the report will say, here's how many people we've tossed in jail, and here's the low-level bad guys. But that's all I really see. I don't really see any more than that going on with this thing. I really don't. Now, how many people are going to break down this report like I have? How many people in the news are going to be that candid, that open about what it is? Now, will there be some bombshells? Yes, there will. Expect it. One of the bombshells is no new indictments. Right now, already released. Letting Donald claim victory. Then nothing there. But there will be bombshells that will connect the dots for people to go, there was more there than we thought there was. It'll be a very, very uniquely crafted report to allow everybody to go home, taking a beating, but at the same time, go home with a win. Everybody will be able to claim somewhat victory. Well, you're right, there wasn't Russian collusion with Donald, but there was with his staff. There was no this but that. Well, what about, and how many lines of investigation did this, quote, Mueller probe really tap into? Was it Russian collusion? Or was it Donald's business dealings privately? Or was it Republican National Committee or Democratic National Committee? Are we going to bring some of these people back who created the WikiLeaks? Well, you can't bring back Seth Rich. They claim he wasn't involved. See, all I'm telling you is, what about Assange? What about Julian Assange? Are they going to bring him back and debrief him? What? I predict there will be some unique bombshells in this. And what they're saying now is the dossier may have been bogus, but the Mueller investigation has paid her. Look at the indictments and look at the people that have gone to jail already. And there's no collusion with the Donald exactly, but there was certainly some, well, it doesn't rise to the bar of criminal activity, but certainly it is an ethical conundrum. Donald and some of his lower levels, you know what? There was more there than met the eye. It isn't good. And now you get into the Roger Stone discussion and say, well, Roger, what about him? And what about Jerome Corsi? And what about Mueller's report? And what about Barr? And what about, oh, what's that guy's name from Alabama that was the attorney general that swore he wouldn't even touch it with a 10-foot pole and left? What about that guy? Right? What gives? And it's just going to be nothing but a confusing, you won't even know who's who. And everybody will have an opinion on it, but nobody will be able to come to the knowledge of the truth, which is the deep state is dodged again. And nobody critical, nobody significant is going to jail. Low-level people will take the fall and do some temporary time. Other than that, nothing. We're not going to dig into Hillary's uranium, Russian collusion. We're not going to dig into any of that stuff. We're not going to dig into Hillary's email, but we're going to put on the surface that, hey, Jared Kushner and his wife, well, they did private email stuff too. Public business on private, nothing different than Hillary, right? See how the subterfuge just continues till the cows come home? That's what you can expect more of, but no real accountability. Write it down.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Robert Barr will be very transparent. I believe he's there to bottle it up, to manipulate it, to put a court of public opinion reality check out there to make everybody fight and everybody take sides and everybody feel like they've won, but they've lost, but they don't really know, and everybody will claim victory and defeat at the same time, and the confusion will rage on. But the swamp got away with murder on this one, folks. Not because Donald's guilty of collusion, but because we're ignoring the uranium deal with Hillary Clinton. And the real collusion going on with Russia, and because we're ignoring the bigger issues of who's really guilty of what, right? And we laid it all at Donald's feet. It's great for the Democrats to gain more power by being able to attack the president, and the power of the court of public opinion rules the day. But the reality is, ladies and gentlemen, it's disaster, and Bill Barr's there as a cover-up agent, and you can expect a couple of twists and turns and bombshells in this case, but trust me, nobody big will go to jail. They want to wound the Donald, not take him out, because the art of war says that's the best way to create absolute paralyzation within the other side. The deep swamp wants to paralyze all of us and get us stuck on stupid when it comes to reality. And I always hope, man, we're so close, but no cigar. There you have it. All right, Papa John's, you know, the embattled guy, the original Papa John pizza guy that, well, they said he was a racist because he made a couple of statements he ought to not made, right? Well, he got taken down from racism, and now Papa John's moving forward without the former founder, CEO, etc. And now Papa John's has a new pitchman. Who is that, you might ask? Shaquille O'Neal. Imagine Shaquille O'Neal being your pitchman. He's going to appear in TV commercials. He's going to run around and do all this stuff to promote Papa John's Shaquille style. They're probably going to create a Shaq and a Fool pizza. I don't know if you know, if you've been to Papa John's lately, but they used to have John's favorite pizza, which was a certain unique cheese blend and pepperoni and sausage and a couple of things like that. One of my favorites, by the way. Anyway, I bring this up because they got rid of John's favorite now, because you can't, you know, have any ties to the racist, don't you know? And so I think they're going to call it Shaq's Fave coming up. They're going to have a Shaq's Fave pizza. Write it down. Check it out. I'm telling you right now, the new pitchman for Papa John's, Shaquille O'Neal. He's got an honorary doctorate degree, too. Did you know that? Shaquille's a doctor. Dr. Shaquille. Dr. Shaq. If anybody ought to get an honorary doctorate degree, it would be guys like me. You know, a nobody from obscurity takes on the mainstream press and the media, builds their own radio network to get it done. Anyway, I'm not really trying to say that I should be famous or important. I'm just trying to get across, wow, they hand out doctorates to the most strange people, don't they? All right, let's talk about Inside the Poverty Palace. I don't know if you've seen this story, but I'm telling you right now, it is a barn burner piece worthy of discussion, to say the least. All right, and I got this from FRC. That's the Family Research Council. I think their website is frc.org. All right, they do a phenomenal job at the Family Research Council. And they wrote an article that really lays down reality. The article is entitled Inside the Poverty Palace. And they're talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they say the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, has managed to survive lawsuits, financial shady dealings, multi-million dollar settlements for defamation, embarrassing retractions, even a link to domestic terrorism in court. Did you know that? The Southern Poverty Law Center has a link to domestic terrorism in court, folks. Well, the question is, will it survive the latest revelation? After years of the media's Teflon protection for the Southern Poverty Law Center, the group's downfall may be coming from a place no one expected. That is the inside. Yeah. Morris Dees taken down. Morris Dees, well, had sexual improprieties and had, what do they call it, racial problems. So sex and race problems for the 80-year-old Morris Dees. And instead of the media taking it on like everybody else in the Me Too movement, they bury it. And they say Morris is let go. The Southern Poverty Law Center needs to promote and defend its mission. Well, there's more media protection for the Southern Poverty Law Center going on. But the problem is, what's going to happen? Right? Wow. So what's going to go on with that? Well, I don't know. But I know this, the Southern Poverty Law Center is in serious trouble now. But unless the mainstream press admits the truth and people know about it, as hardcore as the wrongs by the founder of and the organization itself known as the Southern Poverty Law Center, as hardcore as the reality is on this, hey, Robert Mueller seeks no new indictments. Bill Barr, the big cover-up agent. And now you got the same thing with the Southern Poverty Law Center. The media, the complicit media, is the cover-up agent for them. Inside the Poverty Palace, FRC.org, with an incredible article saying, hey, they managed to survive a lot of stuff, but will they survive the latest scandal from the inside about racism and sexism? And I appreciate the FRC for pointing out the truth. And it's a great question. But I'm telling you, I don't see the Southern Poverty Law Center taking a big hit over this. I really don't. I pray they do, but I don't see it. Right? I really wish there'd be more accountability. But as long as the mainstream press covers up, I don't really see how there's going to be true accountability. I do think the Southern Poverty Law Center will survive because, again, the swamp doesn't lose. I'm not saying never, but it's relatively easy, right? So our prayers are that we have true accountability, and especially with the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're evil. They're corrupt. They're crazy wealthy. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. All right, now, there's an interesting story that you need to know about as well. And this is where the mainstream press just will not report it, just like they don't report the Southern Poverty Law Center abuses. They also won't report on the lack of transparency by Barr. They'll make you believe he's transparent as all get out. Headline says, Two's company, 10,000's a crowd. Say, Sam, what are you talking about now? Well, a whopping 82% of Americans disagreed with the left's infanticide agenda. And on Wednesday, it felt like every single one of them was at the Illinois Capitol. I kid you not. It was a massive stand for life. Think about that. There was 10,000 plus people there. People were fuming over the state's push to make killing newborns legal. So many thousands of people turned out for pro-life for the bill's debate. It was so bad that the cops had to close the building due to overcrowding. Now, did you hear me on this? Is the mainstream press telling you anything about this pro-life reality check that Family Research Council briefed me on? Is anybody telling you about it? I don't think so. I don't think anybody's talking about it at all. And you got to ask yourself, why? And the answer, because they're not pro-life. They're not pro-life at all. The Americans, folks, want the truth. The Americans are standing together for pro-life. They really are. And this proves it. Two's company, 10,000's a crowd. A whopping 82% of Americans disagreed with the left's infanticide agenda. And on Wednesday, it felt like every single one of them was at the Illinois Capitol. They were fuming over the state's push to make killing newborns legal. So many thousands of people turned out to the bill's debate to where they actually had to close it down. You say, Sam, you're repeating it. You just told us that. I know. I know it. But the reason that I'm repeating it is because I don't see the mainstream press telling you about this at all. And I want to know why. It's fake news to ignore this. How much of the media is telling you the truth? How much of the media is focusing on this? I haven't heard a whole lot of this anywhere. But this is so pro-life. This is such good news how the American people feel on this. 82%, folks. 10,000 people in Illinois, of all states. Right? Standing up and saying, hey, your murdering of babies is unacceptable and we don't like it and we want it stopped and we're here to stop it and to stand for pro-life, so much so they even had to close the building. That is national, should be international news. But see, they're afraid the pro-life message might catch on, right? Let me say that again. They're afraid the pro-life message just might catch on. I pray that it does. Wow. How about one of the most powerful films that you'll ever see, writes the American Family Association. They're talking about this pro-life film. The movie's called Unplanned. Well, Unplanned is the inspiring story of one woman's true story of transformation. You need to go see the movie Unplanned, folks. The American Family Association, Don Wildman, has an action alert saying one of the most powerful films you will ever see. So think about this. You got a movie called Unplanned. The mainstream press is not planning on you even hearing about it, folks. Attacking and taking on the abortion industry. Good people everywhere doing a good job. The American people in Illinois, 10,000 strong, shut down the building and say, we want pro-life. The mainstream press fails to report on it. Now the Unplanned movie's out at the same time. The mainstream press, again, fails to report on it. The movie theaters fail en masse to promote it. But Americans and Christians are wanting to stand up for it. So much so that it takes a guy like me to report on it, huh? Where's the mainstream press when you need them? Go see the movie Unplanned. I know you hadn't planned on it, but you ought to go see it. It's incredible, they say. Furthermore, you know what? Stand for pro-life in your state like they did in Illinois, 10,000 strong. You know what? Turn to media sources that will tell you the truth about what's really going on. All these discussions come down to morality in the people, folks. If we don't have it, we're in serious trouble. If we return to morality in the people and we repent, God will protect us and heal our land. Wow. 2 hours of hard-hitting radio at your fingertips. Hopefully you found it fascinating, educational, and a little bit entertaining. And hopefully you can get involved in the solutions to save the greatest country on the face of the earth. We need to make America great again, and we need your help. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. LibertyRoundtable.com.